Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob on 770 CHQR. And more than money, Rob, travel is a big part of many, many people's lives, not just in retirement, but throughout their lives as well. And of course, travel has been disrupted quite significantly in the last couple of years. And people are at very different stages of trying to figure out, are they comfortable traveling again? Yep. Are they going to do the same kind of travel that they did before? What can I expect, you know, when I travel now? And we've got a terrific guest to try to help make some sense of this whole market and area. Frederick Dimash, who is a director of the Ted Rogers School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at the Toronto Metropolitan University, is joining us. Frederick, thank you for taking some time and joining us on the show today.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Well, listen, I hope I did a proper job of setting this up, because when we talk to people, Rob, you and I talk to people, there is a very wide range of perceptions and concerns.
Yep. There's some that still don't feel comfort, and there's a lot that are opening the floodgates and booking and traveling itself already. So we've seen it. The conversation is a ton of influx of travel here and abroad.
Yep.
Frederick, maybe you can say, so what do you think the mentality is for most people this summer when it comes to travel? What are you hearing?
Well, it's really the great restart finally. You know, after 2 years of the travel and tourism industry being the hardest hit, as we call it, you know, it's been stopped literally. As you know, the borders were closed, you know, for Canada. People did not travel. People were not encouraged to travel at all. And then there was obviously health restriction, traveling, you know, you need vaccination to travel in Canada as well. So all of those made people very fearful and concerned about the risk, obviously, of catching COVID, you know, should you be in a destination, what would happen there? So the issue about travel insurance, you know, came into play, of course. But then there is also the issue of ease of traveling. And right now we know that it's difficult because the travel industry is not up to 100% yet. And we know that international airports, for example, are not at full capacity with respect to employees. Not all employees have come back. And that has led to a lot of problems in some of the major airports, you know, be it Vancouver or Toronto, for example, where people have been waiting in long lines, you know, before traveling. So it's not easy yet. And there are still some restrictions. If you want to go to the United States, for example, you still need to show that you are negative. So you need a negative test, right? Some of the countries are totally open. If people are traveling internationally to Mexico, for example, or the Caribbean or to Europe, you don't need a test anymore. You just need to show that you have vaccinated to travel in Canada. And that's about it. But so, you know, we're on the rebound. People are gaining confidence again in traveling. The industry is doing everything it can in order to get their employees back and provide the service that they need to provide. But there are still some bumps on the road.
What's your sense, Frederick, of people who have maybe delayed to this point but are getting more comfortable? Maybe their friends have traveled and it hasn't been a horrible experience. You know, for this summer, how's it shaping up in terms of the great rebound? Are we going to overwhelm the system here based on what you've just said, or what should people expect?
Well, you know, people will have to expect some delays, possibly. People will have to expect, I would dare say, lower levels of services in travel and hotels as well. Why? Because we don't have enough employees. And that's the truth. There is definitely a labor gap right now that is very well documented. So I think people will have to be prepared for that. And as they go traveling, whether it's departing, traveling, or in the destination, I think I would recommend people to be a bit more patient than they would have been otherwise with the service providers, understanding that we are still in a difficult situation. Now, the good news is that people are traveling again. The good news is that you know, we can move, we can travel, and for many of us, we're going to be traveling this summer for the very first time in 2 years, and that's certainly welcome, and that should be encouraged, I should say.
Frederick, with the demand you've been mentioning, right, there is definitely a high demand. Do you think people that haven't booked yet for travel, are they out of luck, or is there still an opportunity here?
So it will depend on where they want to go to. in terms of hotel capacity, it's back to normal. You know, the hotels are reopening and there are hotel rooms. So if people are not able to find a hotel rooms, there is always a competitor or something like this. I mean, they're going to be able to find some accommodation. In terms of travel, it's much more difficult. Why? Because the capacity is not back to 100% yet. The airlines have not put in the air all the airplanes yet. You rental car companies don't have as many cars as they had 2 years ago also. So unless you have booked already, and if you haven't done yet, I recommend that you try and do that right away. Try to book your plane ticket. Try to get your rental car if that's what you're looking for, because you may be out of luck when you find out that for the dates and for the destination that you are looking for, you don't have airlift or you don't have the rental car that you want.
I'm curious, Frederick, on your comments around setting aside the component of air travel that would be required to go on a cruise. We have a lot of people that we talk to that, you know, pre-pandemic really enjoyed that cruising experience. And it would seem to me that that form of travel might be under some additional pressure. So your thoughts of where that particular industry is and how it's responded to making people feel a little safer.
So that sector in particular has been very hard hit. And if you remember the headlines of newspapers 2 winters ago, when there were some COVID outbreaks on the cruise ships and the cruise ship could not land anywhere really, and people were stuck on the ships. I mean, that really hurt the travel industry and the cruise industry specifically. So now they are back. They are working. There have been already some talks about COVID outbreak on some of those ships. And if you are health concerned, you know, you have to be careful with that, because when you go on a ship, you're going to be stuck on that ship for a week or 2 weeks, depending on how long your cruise is. And you have to think about the consequence of being stuck in your room, basically, in your little room, if there is an outbreak on that cruise ship. So the cruise companies are doing all they can, obviously, to assure you know, the safety of their passengers. But as we know, everybody can get COVID, you know, whether you wear a mask or not, whether you are careful, as soon as you encounter some other people, and on a cruise ship, you are sure to be encountering some other people, there is a risk. So that's something that people need to be paying attention to. They need to be very careful about this.
And what about domestic travel, Rob? We've talked to lots of people who have, you know, over the past couple of years, it's not, you know, when we were free to move around, Frederick, people, I think, and I'm in this group, we, you know, we decided we would see a little bit of Canada that maybe we wouldn't otherwise see. What's your sense of how we feel as Canadians about domestic travel?
So domestic travel has been encouraged. In fact, the industry association, the Travel Industry Association, has encouraged Canadians to travel within Canada for safety reasons, maybe, but also to support the travel and tourism industry. And I think, you know, some people are still a little bit afraid about the risk of catching a disease abroad, right? And they'd rather stay at home where it's going to be easier. So we may see an increase in domestic travel. On the other hand, do we have the capacity to accommodate all the domestic travelers plus the international travelers that are starting to come back to Canada? That's something that you should be aware of. You know, again, as I mentioned earlier, you know, people should be booking early. And then there is another factor to consider is the cost of traveling. The costs have gone up recently for many reasons. First of all, because the whole, like I said earlier, you know, all the planes are not flying yet, so supply is limited. That's one thing. Then there is inflation. You can blame the war in Ukraine. You can blame the rise of gas oil and this type of thing. But bottom line is everything is going up in terms of pricing, and the hotels are getting more expensive. The price of gas is getting more expensive. So traveling will be more expensive, even if you want to travel in Canada.
Okay, well, we're quickly running out of time, but let me sum it up this way. Costs are higher. Please be patient, right? And it's going to be a little bit different than what you experienced pre-pandemic. Would that be a safe set of assumptions?
Absolutely. So I don't want to discourage people from traveling. I think we're happy to be traveling again, and we need it. You know, we need to get away. We need to travel. We need to see our friends and family again, and wherever that is. But I would recommend people to be more patient indeed, because I think service quality levels have gone down because of the labor gap in Canada, but also in other destinations as well. And, you know, be nice to people around you. We've seen at Toronto Airport, or even in some European airport. I remember a story this week in Amsterdam where people are actually fighting each other because they get angry, you know, waiting in line, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we have to be armed with an extra level of patience before traveling this summer.
That's great advice. Frederick, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
We've been joined by Frederick Dimanche, who's the director of Ted Rogers School of Hospitality, Hospitality and Tourism Management at the Toronto Metropolitan University. Travel is going to remain a part, I think, of many people's plans for retirement, right? Mm-hmm. So that's good advice. But we might have to go back and do some financial planning to see if the costs have elevated and it's changed their lifestyle costs, yeah. Right? That's all part of the planning that has to go into, and the dynamic planning that has to go into planning a retirement.
Big one, yeah. Dynamic, if you want to spend more in the next couple of years, and if costs are going to be more, then let's factor that in.
Yeah.
Join us Tuesday, June 21st, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, with interest rates going up, should you sell your real estate right now? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.